This is Advocate, a Lucifer fanfic written by Cat77 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Gen, with additional tags for child endangerment, harm to a child. Lucifer strode into the bar at a leisurely gait. His most recent session with Dear Linda had gone well, and his mind was churning over the possibilities presented. Also, he had managed to stretch out that one little spot at the small of his back just right. His plans for the remainder of the afternoon involved having a drink or three, taking a nap, and preparing for another late night. It was a good life, and he didn't regret a thing about stealing the opportunity. His phone chose that moment to ring, and he glanced down at it with a sly smile. "Detective Decker, to what do I owe the pleasure?" he answered. He signaled Mazakim that the 18-year would do just fine, and let her roll her eyes for the price of pouring far more than a shot. "I need your help," she said without preamble. Her words were rushed, panicked even, and he rather didn't like her tone. He could hear Detective Douche complaining in the background that they could handle whatever situation had befell them on their own. And he frowned at the idiot for second-guessing her when she had proven herself to be the smarter of the duo far more often than not. "The need is nice, but I was hoping for the rest of that sentence to be more you and less your help," he admitted. She was still hissing at her ex, and he heard the words resources and time, and then he heard Detective Douche capitulate, as he did so well before Chloe returned to the line, with a simple, "They took Trixie." She rattled off a few more details, but they did not fully matter, so he let them stew in the back of his mind to make the necessary connections. "I'll be there momentarily," he promised, the words out of his mouth before they even registered. He hung up and saw Mazakine looking less than impressed. "What poor unfortunate soul needs your help this time?" she asked, with a fair deal of bitterness. "The Moppet. She was taken from her school field trip approximately 3 hours ago," he replied. He was in no way surprised to find Maze's curved blades make an appearance. There were some things that simply were not done. It was sadly simple to track down the wrongdoer. One of the many men Decker had put away during her career had recently been paroled. The fact he was saddled with the label of sex offender, as well as drug trafficker for the remains of his admittedly short life, just cheapened the matter, really. Said offender's first order of business was to track down those who had caught him and round up their loved ones in revenge. As the case was the one that led to Chloe and Douche's partnership of a different type altogether, he hit where he believed it would hurt the most. Maze hit between the second and third lumbar vertebrae. The idiot's men fell far too easy for his liking. He reminded Maze to keep the man alive long enough for the family to have closure, and she promised that it would take him weeks to die, so they would have plenty of time. As a reward, he let her do what she wanted with the minion that had made the actual grab. She was kind enough to take him out of screaming range of the child. The child was supposed to never be found. At least, not alive. He tore the door off the airless metal coffin of a closet she was locked in easily enough, and saw only minor scrapes and bruises. Likely from fighting back, as she was her mother's daughter after all. The purpling handprint across her cheek was another matter, however. And he let just enough of his true self show through to promise the man he would spend the rest of his truncated life locked in madness as well as pain before he turned to the matter at hand. Speaking of hands, he may have also ground the offender's palm to a pulp. The one he had used to harm a child, of course. He did so enjoy details like that. Lucifer, you came for me, the Moppet exclaimed. She furrowed her little brow when she asked, Does Mommy know? He crouched down to her level and assured her, Of course, darling. Would you like to color yourself to make certain? She reached for the offered phone, but paused with the thoughtfulness he usually only saw in her mother, or someone plotting his demise. Does Mommy know your face turns all red and scary when you're mad? Now it was his turn to pause. He had not thought she had seen that part. This could be problematic. Not because he liked to deny who he was, the complete opposite of that, really. No, it could be problematic because if a certain police detective had that sort of leverage against him, she might even be tempted to use it, and it would take away a great deal of fun. Tell you what, Moppet, if you neglect to tell your mother that part, you can have anything your little heart desires, he offered. For real? She asked, doubtingly. Of course, darling, he assured her. It would be an easy enough matter to rewrite city ordinances for a pony, and would warm his non-existent heart to train a puppy to piss on Detective Douche's foot. I'm the devil. I always keep up my end of the bargain. She brought one chipped nail to her lips while she seemed to ponder that for a moment. The rope burn around her wrists made him do a different sort of pondering altogether. Eventually, though, she made her decision and declared, perhaps a little more unevenly than she had originally intended, or perhaps she was as good of an actress as her mother after all. Can I have a hug? He took a moment with that one. A hug. The price of silence was a hug. A hug from a child. A hug given to the Prince of Hell. Whatever would the legions of demons say? It turned out they would say whatever they pleased, as young Miss Trixie Decker launched herself at him and clung on like a limpet. She was sticky and sweaty and a little snotty as she sniffled. I was scared, Lucifer. The man, he said I was never going to see my mom again. That I was never going to see outside of that room. She looked up at him with wet eyes and tried and utterly failed to smile. He lied. He got me out of there. She buried her face against his shoulder, and he resigned himself to the fact he was never getting the suit clean again. His new pet Moppet clung on to him long past the call to her mother, long past Maze's return and look of both disgust and glee at his situation, long past when a standard hug should have ended. He held on anyway, though. Best to keep his end of the bargain if it ensured her silence and all that. Finally, Detective Decker arrived with Detective Douche in tow, and the little beast released him to run to those that sired her. He brushed off what he could of his trousers, and made certain to accidentally step on a certain set of broken fingers as he walked over to the disgustingly happy reunion, as though he hadn't a care in the world. Thank you, Chloe mouthed, atop her child's snarled head. Whatever for? He asked, with practiced nonchalance. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need a drink and a dry cleaner. Maze? Bar opens in an hour, boss. You should have plenty of time. Mazakeen replied, as she stepped forward out from the shadows. That she frightened Detective Douche with the action was the cherry atop a truly delicious evening. They began to depart, and had even reached the door before a high-pitched voice called out, Thank you, Lucifer.
Maze snorted and shook her head.
Only you could get a child to cheerfully thank the devil.
Well, I do excel at the impossible, or at least the improbable, he agreed, before they stepped out into the night.
He didn't dare ask her what she did with the bodies of the others. It was unimportant anyway.
You were hoping for the pony, weren't you? She asked, as the shadows began to swallow them.
He cocked his head to the side and deflected with, What do you think about getting a dog? Something small, scrappy, and with possible bladder issues. Not for us, of course, but for the loving family.
You could give her a hell beast, and she would still name it Fluffy.
Maze spat back.
While likely true,
he also could not discount the fact that a hell beast would be quite the deterrent for anyone ever attempting to use the Moppet to get to her parents again.
He would have to give that thought the consideration it deserved at a later date.
Solely to reduce his dry cleaning expenses, of course.
The end.
Reader's notes. Two things. Okay, so thing number one. The Lucifer episode, season one, episode 10, Pops. That one. The relationship between Maze and Trixie. I love it. How wonderful is that? That she just... Trixie just makes friends with hell beasts by the dozen. It's wonderful. And in my head, they totally end up going for, like, coffee dates. And that place in episode one that wrote Maze's name is, like, Mark or something on her coffee cup, they go there. And Trixie gets the most overly elaborate coffee, not non-coffee coffee drink, like a hot chocolate with, like, four kinds of whipped cream. And Maze just gets, like, a Trenta-sized espresso. And the two of them just sit there and people watch for hours. And it's great. And Chloe's like, this is your choice of babysitter? And Trixie's like, yeah, she's great. Isn't she great? And Lucifer's just like, I have lost control of my entire life. What is this? So that is my ideal post-canon anything. Trixie being adorable and like 8 years old. And Maze being like, let me learn how to human from an 8-year-old. And it's wonderful. Possibly they go to Build-A-Bear Workshop and make stuffed animals together. It's super cute. The other thing is, I am about to post my 666th item on the Archive of Our Own, and what better way to do that than with a Lucifer podfic, right? This, of course, does not take into account the approximately 400 things that need to be cross-posted. Oh my god, that's going to kill me one day. But yeah, 666, Lucifer, why not? So, thank you, Cat77, for having blank your permission and letting me play around in your sandbox. Thank you, kind reader, or listener in this case, for enjoying the story with me. And, yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.